When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We are joined by the one and only DJ Rock Lobster. Clomp, 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 clomp. And we've got music news.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis in the news?
This is the beat.
Well, kind of music news. It's kind of movie news. There is a soundtrack which will be coming out this Friday, and you can pre-order it. Last Night in Soho is the movie starring Anya Taylor-Joy from, the heck was the name of her show? Where's Steve? Hey, Steve.
Put me on.
Oh, hey.
Rock
out.
I'm leaving later this hour.
I'm sorry,
mute me?
I thought you
me?
Were done, yeah.
No, I'm here. Hey, the Queen's Gambit, I was yelling.
Thank you.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so yeah, she's a wonderful actress, and apparently she can sing because she is showing off her skills in her new movie. It's a, so they just released a music video of the song Downtown, which we all know. It'll be featured in the thriller Last Night in Soho. And let's see how she does.
Kick it.
Oh, I love it. She's good.
I like that. Sounds good. You know who that sounds like? That sounds like I'm getting shades of Help Me Now, Stand With Me.
An actress or a singer?
Singer. Who does music? She did music in The Great Gatsby.
Oh, Del Rey, Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I hear that.
That's like
sure.
A Lana Del Rey version of that song. Because when she did Summertime Sadness, she did a slow, haunting version of it in The Great Gatsby.
Oh,
Lana Del Rey did. So there's like more of a techno version of it. And
that.
You should see it.
Thank you.
welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah, you would like it. Anyway, the Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
I love her. I love Lana.
The movie, by the way, Last Night in Soho, follows a young girl, passionate in fashion design, who is mysteriously able to enter the 1960s where she encounters her idol, a dazzling wannabe singer. But 1960s London is not what it appears.
Girl.
And time seems to fall apart with shady consequences.
Girl.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay. In other music news, Steve, this is all you, buddy.
I just got a lot more love and connection with Adele. Adele, who came out with the party anthem last week, the dubstep remix of Skyfall. Or wait, no, what was the name of the song?
I don't know.
That new haunting song that she came out with,
good.
Sounding lovely.
It broke all the Spotify records.
Yeah,
it broke
amazing.
The Alexa records. It was the most time that Alexa was asked to play
Easy
that
on
song.
Me.
Easy on
yes,
me.
Yes, that's the one.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of
it. All right, here, just in case you missed it the first time here.
I got to turn the other one off. Here it is.
Yes. Okay.
I'll skip to the good
part. Yeah, why don't you? Yeah. Oh, just her voice makes me want to cry. Makes me so emotional.
How many people are going to butcher that song during karaoke?
Or during American Idol the next season.
Well, at least with Idol, you get a lot of good singers. But Pam at a patio party. This one goes out to my ex, Randy.
What was the lady's name who did Missy Elliott? Remember her?
Oh, yes, she that
was
lady.
Oh, so good.
Oh, gosh. She was the one who, like, at a campground,
yes,
did the It's Your Femin' Nippin' Fwain Yet, that song. It was great.
Oh, did you hear it, Rocco?
No.
She ended up going on Ellen, I think.
She
Rocco,
did.
You should probably
Karaoke lady does Missy Elliott.
Yeah, looking that up.
Yeah, but that was pretty enjoyable.
So go.
Play this in the meantime.
Mary
Here's Adele.
Halsey was her name.
Here's Adele talking about what her last meal would be. If you didn't already love Adele and find her approachable, just wait for this.
My ideal meal, my death row meal, my meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my three course. I eat at least once a week.
Once a week she has a Big Mac, chicken nuggets and fries. Come
good
on, man. Love
you
that.
You know, she's in, I know it's not about this, but you know, she lost all this weight. And she still finds a way to incorporate something she loves into her diet once a week. So that's awesome.
Rocco, I do have, you want to hear that karaoke thing?
Yeah.
I'd never seen this before.
This is the one of her on the campground, right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, this is, here we go.
Yeah. This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park at the Cool Cat Karaoke. Missy's Funky White Sister is in the park!
Park. Get it.
Is it perfect? Let me work it. I put my thing now, flip it and reverse it. He's your friend if it's one yip. He's your friend if it's one yip. If you got a big
That's
great there. Doesn't she blow the horn there?
He's got a big some sort of, what do you call that thing? Like a ram's horn?
A ram's horn, I think. Yeah. Generally used, I believe, in the Old Testament days as a call to prayer.
Oh my God, good. And you know, some of these people wrote like old lady slays, you know, Missy Elliott. I'm like, I don't think she's that old.
Yeah. It's my second time exclusive.
She's probably in her 30s.
In the
park. She's got some gray hair.
Maybe 40s.
Fine.
All right, fine. But anyway, she just brings joy.
All right. When we come back, I got a list of stars who are just too in their own head for their own good, if you ask me. A list of stars, and maybe not who you're thinking, who never, ever, ever watch their movies or the TV shows that they're in. This is bizarre. We'll dig into the list when we come back. It's Donna and Steve, The Experience on My Talk.
Welcome back to the show. Donna and Steve on My Talk, 107.1. Everything entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, producer Rocco Bonello, otherwise known as DJ Rock Lobster.
Hey, before I get into this list, Rocco, are you comfortable sharing your Twitter handle? Or is that a private thing? Because we've had some people who have said, oh, I can't find him.
Well, good question.
I thought you were going to say good riddance.
No, because I look at Twitter every day, but I do not. It's more of an input, not an output thing.
Oh, I see.
So don't look for me on Twitter because I have nothing to say.
Well, I think what it is they want
they just want to
tag
mention you
when I hear and you. Comment.
I don't
the show.
Post anything either, Rocco. And I only follow one person. I think it's one person. Could be zero. I don't know.
Rude.
No. But I just keep it up because people try to connect. But I don't know.
If
you're a hipster.
I mean, seriously, you can at me if you want. I'm just not really.
What are you?
Participant. I think I'm Brain 250, Brain 250. That's the name of a band I was in like in 1997.
I love it.
I just kind of kept it as a handle here and there.
Brain 250.
But yeah, if you want to get me on the socials, find me on the gram.
He grams hard.
Oh, yeah. Do you gram hard?
Not really.
I
but
don't gram.
I tweet.
I tweet.
But that's, my name, Rocco Bonello, Bonello. Look for me.
Thank you.
Might see me tagged in my talk post for my crazy shirts.
Yeah.
Back to you, Steve.
Today's shirt says, I Taska, you Taska, everybody Taska.
That's right.
That's
it's a
funny.
Crazy shirt.
Minnesota live there.
Thank you,
Minnesota.
Silly Billy.
If you guys were from here, you'd get it.
Hey, Rocco!
Did you see the email about somebody complaining about Steve's Philly accent?
Philly? I'm from Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
No, I have not.
Yeah, there was an email saying, listen to Steve rip on Donna's accent all the time, but what about Steve's terrible Pennsylvania accent?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
So in Pittsburgh, they have an accent, which is kind of like Mayor of Easttown. But see, Pittsburgh is 5 hours away from Philly, which is kind of where Mayor of Easttown is set. But they're in Pittsburgh, they're called Yinzers. Because one of the things that instead of you guys or y'all, everybody says yins. That means like, oh my gosh, what are yins doing tonight? Oh my gosh, come over. We'll go downtown. We'll go to a Stiller game. We got to watch a Stiller game. Get some pierogies. I don't care. It's very weird and really makes me feel at home when I fly back over the holidays.
Oh, that's sweet.
A lot of waitresses call you hun there. Okay, hun. Jin's, I know you're going to eat yet or what? Jin's need another minute. I'll get you coffee. It's okay. Stay there. All the time.
Anyway. Yeah, so she says that the day we talked about ripping our shirts and how you went full Hulk Hogan and ripped your shirt off, yes. She said you came out so Philadelphia when you said Hogan or whatever.
Oh, probably Hulk Hogan. That's exactly how they would say that. Yes. Oh my gosh, you just want a hoagie. Let's go watch Hulk Hogan. He's the greatest wrestler of all time. I don't even care. Oh my gosh.
Good.
So there you go.
I love it.
Hulk Hogan. You know how these actors are just so in their own head where they're like, I never watch any of my stuff.
Yes.
Feels a little weird to me. Here's a list of some others that you might not expect. You would expect it with what's his face? The guy who wins all the Oscars, Daniel Day-Lewis. But how about Emma Stone? Emma Stone has only seen some of the movie Easy A. Quote, I went to a friends and family screening to see it. I had to get up and walk out. Who wants to watch themselves for that long?
I agree.
I might
take a peek, but then I'd be like, I can't. Sometimes Hannah, as in millennial Hannah. Sometimes she'll take video of us and I get so mad and then she gets mad that I get mad because it's part of my job.
Correct.
If I see it on the website, I just scroll right past it. I'm like, I can't look.
I've worked with a photographer before who shall remain nameless. Who has shot photographs for radio folks and for TV folks. TV folks walk in, it's like, whatever, take the picture, I'm gone, I don't even care, I don't have to approve it, whatever, just put it up. Radio folks, this photographer has said, is just a train wreck of insecurity.
Yes. Well, that's why we're in radio. You already know you're pretty. You know, we're like, just struggling to look average.
Speaking of which, still can't get the mascara off. Look at my eyes right now. Can you sense
Vaseline?
Vaseline?
Yeah, just whatever.
Do you see that my lashes still look dark?
Yeah, kind of.
Right? I look like I was at a rock concert last night.
You know who looks like that? The guy on the morning show, the weatherman. Some people have like two rows of lashes or something.
Nestor Carbono, something like that. Nestor Carbono, something like that. He was also in Lost. His lashes are just naturally like that, and they are amazing. Nestor Carbono, I think.
It looks like he's wearing eyeliner, yes. But the thing is, some people are born with double rows of lashes. Oh. So I think he might have that condition.
Wow.
Or
we took that from being a compliment, turned it into a diagnosis. Wowzers. Adam Driver doesn't watch any of his own stuff. He's only seen the pilot of Girls. He said, I haven't watched the show. I saw the pilot and I learned my lesson. I cannot help but see the mistakes. Wonder if the same holds true for the Star Wars movies.
You know, it's interesting. I know Dawn thinks he's a really good actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Okay.
I always felt like maybe it was just that his character was super annoying on Girls.
See, I've never seen him in Girls. The first time I really got to know him was as Kylo Ren.
Okay. And is he good?
It's great. Yeah.
Okay.
It's great.
Maybe it was just the role.
Joaquin Phoenix, you would expect this. He tries not to watch any of his movies. But he did say, quote, Paul Thomas Anderson, the director of The Master and Her, he sat down and watched those two movies of Joaquin Phoenix's with him. He said, those are the only two I've ever seen. Like, he's never seen Joker. Joaquin Phoenix.
He should.
He's great in it.
Fantastic.
Johnny Depp doesn't ever recall watching Edward Scissorhands, but he will watch Tim Burton's movies that he's not in.
He should watch Edward Scissorhands. That is the sweetest movie. Steve, you should watch that with your kids. It is so darling. It is such a lovely story.
I remember watching it as a child.
Well, it's like about, you know, acceptance and people who are different. And it's just what he does with his Scissorhands is really fun. All those topiaries.
Yeah, right. A lot of nice.
Yeah, and haircuts. Landscape.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Let's see here. We got a couple more. Jesse Eisenberg won't watch any of his movies. Said, I really like thinking that you're working in this little bubble and then you can experience personal emotions without thinking that it's going to be scrutinized.
Right.
By a lot of people. And Nicole Kidman has never watched her movies except for Australia and Moulin Rouge. She did both of those for Baz Luhrmann.
What's Australia?
Movie.
I don't recall that one. Okay.
Baz Luhrmann, the man behind The Great Gatsby. Second time you need to see it, Donna.
Okay. I got it right on my list. See? Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think I cracked a rib, but I'll
You've
be fine.
You've been grabbing at your ribs recently.
Don't worry about
wonder
it.
Wonder if your ribs are broken.
I think it's my underwire bra that's digging into my rib cage.
Let's play a game. 651-641-1071. College pop culture knowledge next. Call now. Bet on me or Donna. Bet right. You win a prize. It's next.
I'll be okay.
Okay, Grace.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Let us play a little game.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host.
DJ Rock Lobster. Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
I do want to see how smart you are. And we have also got somebody on the phone that's hoping that one of you is perhaps smarter than the other. Her name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, you.
I'm good. How are you?
We're great.
Hey, Steve.
Where are you calling us from today?
Montana.
Whoa.
Oh, I bet it's so beautiful.
What's happening?
Gorgeous. We've had fall.
Oh, I bet. Do you live in Montana? Did you used to live in Minnesota? What's your story?
I live in Montana, and I know I found you looking for podcasts, I know, years ago, and now I'm sort of hooked.
Oh, my
girl.
God, that's
well, listen,
awesome.
Send all our love to Montana. We really want to get out there someday,
yes.
So I'll call you if I do.
Absolutely.
Do you see bison mm-hmm. pretty much every day?
Sometimes. Not every day, no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you ever see sloths?
No, and I don't know anything about sloths.
Well, I'm hoping Donna and Steve do because it's International Sloth Day today.
All right.
Of course you don't see sloths in Montana because they are native of Central and South America. Correct. They spend their lives in the tropical rainforest. They move through the canopy at a rate of about 40 yards per day, munching on leaves, twigs, and buds.
Where are they going with this? You're such a weirdo.
And there's been a few sloth things in pop culture. Perhaps movies. I think everything I'm going to talk about today is a movie.
Munching on twigs.
Oh, no.
And...
You better pick Steve because it's going to be some cartoon Maybe. Kid movie.
Donna, believe in yourself.
I believe in you, Steve.
Okay. Let's see. Who do you believe in?
I believe in Donna.
Hey. Wow. All right. Despite the
all
warning.
Right. Bye, Steve. Okay.
Bye, Steve.
All right, Kathy, we'll give it our best shot, okay?
Yeah. We'll give it a try. I don't know.
All right.
Well, guess what, Donna? Question one does not involve any sort of animation, so maybe you'll get it. You ready?
Sure.
Here's question one. As you probably know, sloth is one of the seven capital sins in Catholic teachings. You know I'm talking about? The seven deadly
mm-hmm.
sins?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you remember in the 1995 movie Seven, starring Brad Pitt.
What's in the box?
A serial killer uses the seven deadly sins as a motif in his murders, including sloth. Who played that murderer?
I don't know for sure, so I'm just going to go with my old standby John Malkovich.
And what 2016 Disney movie features Flash Slothmore, a worker at the DMV, Department of Mammal Vehicles?
It's very funny, but I don't remember what the movie is called. I'm sorry, maybe Kathy can help.
What animated Paleolithic film and TV franchise features a sloth named Sid, voiced by John Leguizamo?
I think that is Caveman. I don't know. Well,
I think, Kathy, I bet you Kathy's going to be able to help.
Kathy, I'm a disaster. I don't know.
She told you not to pick her. But anyways, okay, let's go back to one. Do you remember the 1995 movie Seven, Kathy?
Yeah.
Who was the bad guy in that movie?
Yeah, I'm going with Donna.
John Malkovich?
Yeah, we
said Malkovich.
Okay, now we're going to a 2016 Disney movie.
What's in the box?
No, nope, that's not this movie. This movie featured a sloth who worked at the DMV, the Department of Mammal Vehicles. Do you remember what that movie was?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
And then how about this one? I feel like I gave this one away.
You're only hurting yourself, Kathy.
What animated Paleolithic film and TV franchise features a sloth named Sid, voiced by John Leguizamo?
I think I know it.
What is it? You have a chance.
It's not right. I was going to say Ice Age.
All I can think of is like Ice Age because it's prehistoric, but I don't know. I don't know.
We're going to say that. We're going to change it from Caveman to Ice Age.
Okay.
Well, I don't know why a sloth would be in the... I don't know.
No, you could be right.
Rocco, what do you think we should do?
I think you should stick with this answer, yes.
Okay. Ice Age it is.
Okay, let's wave at Steve.
All right. Hi, Steve.
Steve's coming back.
Hey, Steve.
Let's make fun of him for a
stupid accent. What? Oh, hi, Steve.
Donna.
How are you doing?
How good. It sounded like right when I came back, you said stupid accent. Were you talking about...
What?
Pittsburgh
no,
accent?
No. It has to do with the movie we were talking about.
How do you say the thing? How's Yin's doing? How do you say that?
Oh, my gosh. Like Hulk Hogan. Oh, my gosh. He's the best wrestler. I don't care what Yin think.
I like your disco shirt, by the way.
Thank you so much. It's not a...
All right, Steve. I'm going to ask you three questions about sloths in pop culture.
All right.
And we'll
go
see
ahead.
If you can keep Kathy from winning a My Talk t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it goes like this. Sloth, you probably know, is one of the seven deadly sins in Catholic teachings.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you remember in the 1995 Brad Pitt movie Seven, mm-hmm. a serial killer uses the seven deadly sins as a motif in his murders, mm-hmm. including sloth. Who played that murderer?
Shoot. I know now.
Pass.
What 2016 Disney movie features Flash Slothmore, a worker at the DMV, the Department of Mammal
Zootopia.
Vehicles? Okay. And what animated Paleolithic film and TV franchise?
Ice Age.
Yes.
The first one. Oh, man. Was it Edward Norton? No. They're in a different movie.
That's their first rule.
The killer!
Darn it. It's Morgan Freeman, isn't
no,
it?
No, Morgan Freeman is Brad Pitt's like Helps police partner.
Oh, that's right.
Who
it
is it?
It was the canceled Kevin Spacey.
I was going to say Kevin Spacey.
I said Malkovich.
Yes.
Damn.
Oh.
Steve did get the second one right. Zootopia. That was a pretty
mm-hmm.
funny scene.
Shoot.
Yeah. And Steve got the third one right. Ice Age.
Why do you like Kathy, Steve? What's your problem?
We told Kathy to pick Steve.
Yeah, we did.
You told her to. Why doesn't Kathy take advice from her trusted friends?
You told her to.
Oh, my gosh, Kathy. Oh, my gosh. Do yins have accents out there in Montana?
No.
Okay.
No.
Kathy, are you a rancher? What's your story?
No, we just have a couple of acres and dogs and such.
Oh, I bet it's just gorgeous.
Are there normal towns in Montana, like just a normal suburban town, or is it all or is everyone who lives there landowners?
Oh, no, there's, like, normal towns and such, and then there's outlying towns and rural towns and ranching towns and...
Yeah, I mean, not all of Montana is, like, beautiful mountain landscapes, right? I mean, like, the eastern part of Montana is kind of boring, and then the mountains
come. Yes, exactly, but it has its good points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen,
we'll call
Kathy.
Us again, Kathy.
Please. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening all the way out in Montana. We love you, and we hope that you call again soon.
All righty. Have a great day.
Alrighty, you too, now. Kathy. Sorry.
Dang,
I tried to warn her.
You really did.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nobody ever listens to me.
I'm going to get tipsy now.
Are you for sure?
I am, yes.
All right.
Give me a beat!
Donna. Come on.
Come on, what?
What are you doing?
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
I've never heard this hack before, but I read it and I was like, this makes total sense. So if you're a couple and you are you're flying somewhere together, and you want to get a row all to yourselves, when you purchase your tickets ahead of time, go ahead and reserve your seats. And what you should do is, first step, reserve a window and an aisle seat in the same row. Even if somebody comes and wants to sit in the middle seat, or they reserve that seat, then they're going to be happy when you say, you know what, we're sitting together out here. You can have the aisle, or you can have the window, whichever one you want. We'll sit next to each other. Then they don't have the middle seat. They're great. But if they don't, if somebody doesn't click on that seat, then you've got a row to yourself. Why do you already look skeptical? This is disappointing me.
This sounds like a lot of work.
Like a lot of work? What kind of life do you live where this is a lot of work? Do you know what this is? This is pushing two buttons. When you select your seat, you just don't hit the middle seat.
Okay, so. All right, let me get this straight.
Okay, because it was complicated. I haven't even gotten
to the booking the aisle, my husband's booking the window, and then what now?
Okay, so then there is a higher likelihood in that situation that if other people are choosing their seats, they're going to try to avoid picking a middle seat.
Sure.
So if you don't have a full capacity plane, you might end up with that entire row. As opposed to just choosing a middle in an aisle or a middle in a window, you don't even give yourself a chance.
Okay.
The way to really increase the odds, they say, do that in aisle 13. Because superstitious people who have weak belief systems like you, Donna... They try to avoid choosing aisle 13 because it's bad luck.
I did not know that. Okay, that's useful. I accept. Thank you.
Now, listen. I have to go.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go. I'm going to go downstairs into my living room and moderate an event happening today. From my living room.
Oh, is it at the disco?
It's not at the disco. This is a nice black button-up shirt. It's not a disco thing that I'm emceeing.
Rocco,
come on,
what
man.
Do you think?
Hang on.
Yeah, he could go nightclubbing. Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, I like it. You just
what
need
is
a,
love?
You need the Italian horn, gold chain, rope chain with the Italian horn,
okay,
and maybe a medallion or two, and you're good to go.
All right, great. Meanwhile, this show is about to become the Donna and Rocco experience.
Yes. Right. Woo! Just like so, we planned.
I leave you guys in love, okay?
All right. Bye, all right. Steve. Bye. I just want to remind people very quickly about Project Down and Dirty Construction, which is presented by David at First Equity and Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. Friday, November 5th, you could come and see us live at Extreme Sandbox, Minnesota for some fun events to close out construction week. And tickets are on sale now, Rocco. Did you know this?
Yeah, we need to talk about this, but yeah, I mean, we need a strategy.
Okay, maybe we should. First, let me just tell you that our charity partners are Crescent Cove, Make-A-Wish Minnesota, Minnesota Academy of Science, and Courage Kenny. Please go and learn more about it at Project Down and Dirty Construction, which you'll find at mytalk1071.com, keyword project. Yeah, maybe we'll try to strategize before we get out of here today on like...
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen? We're on a team, right? You're on our team.
I assume so. And we got to drive some things. Maybe, like, there's some construction equipment here at Hubbard that we can practice on. Like a skid steer.
Yeah, whatever that is. Right. For sure. I would love that.
Yeah, we need to. Because otherwise, I think Kenny's going to beat us.
Oh, Kenny.
I feel like he knows how to drive a bulldozer.
Kenny thinks he knows everything. But he doesn't. Because women are better at working this equipment than men.
Ooh, I like it.
There's been a study on it. Anyway, we don't have time for that. When we come back, Meghan Markle's dad wants to see his grandbabies. We'll get to that. And the Queen declines an award. We'll tell you what that award is coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
Good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. It's the Donna and DJ Rock Lobster Show.
Yay, Steve's gone.
Yeah, finally. He can't hurt us anymore. No, Steve had to leave a little bit early today, but I think he's back again tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of weird comings and goings in the next week or so, but we're going to keep you entertained. Because you're gone a day or two. I'm gone a day.
Then Steve's out a couple of times next week. We're going to have some guests joining us.
It's fun. It's fun to switch it up.
Switch it up, yeah. All right, let me start with Queen Elizabeth, okay?
Okay.
She's 95 years old. And she nixed an award for Oldie of the Year from a British magazine.
Okay.
With a polite, if slightly cheeky, response. Her Majesty, this is what she said, okay?
Okay.
Her Majesty believes you are as old as you feel. As such, the Queen does not believe she meets the relevant criteria to be able to accept, and hopes you find a more worthy recipient. This is what her private secretary said in a
letter. Was it a big-time magazine? I mean, to get the Queen to even respond, it must have been somewhat legit.
Well,
right?
It's a British monthly magazine called The Oldie, and it's aimed at the mature.
Okay.
And it's set as a lighthearted alternative to a press obsessed with youth and celebrity.
It's probably similar to that AARP magazine you get.
Exactly. And I do get it. And I am proud of it. Okay, it's good. An excellent magazine.
And they're a sponsor of this radio station.
That's
thanks,
right.
AARP.
We love you. So every year, this magazine bestows an Oldie of the Year in this lighthearted ceremony. So previous winners have included Glenda Jackson, David Hockney, Peter Blake, Eileen Atkins, none of whom I've ever heard of.
And she is 95.
She is. I'm just a little surprised that she declined, not that she declined, that they didn't bestow this award upon her years ago.
I'm surprised that the Queen even responded to a magazine called The Oldie.
I know. Oh, look at this. At least one member of the royal family does approve of the ceremony. The Queen's daughter-in-law, Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall.
Okay.
If that's a real thing. Turned up at an Oldies Awards lunch to hand out some honors, like Champion Knitter of the Year.
Okay. She probably needed some good press because she is Camilla.
After watching The Crown, okay, I don't feel the way I once felt about Camilla and Charles.
Well, and I didn't watch it, and I don't pay attention to any of this stuff, which is why I got kicked off the Laurie and Julia show.
Yeah, you're going to get kicked off this one soon, too.
But yeah, they were really in love, right? I mean, the Diana thing was kind of a setup, and it was uncomfortable.
Yes, and what's sad for Diana is that she really did love Charles and wanted to be with him and be a princess and all that stuff. But meanwhile, he's in love with this other woman, but because of,
right,
what would you call it? Appearances?
Keeping up appearances.
He couldn't marry somebody who was married and didn't, according to the Crown, Camilla was married to this other dude. I think that dude and Prince Charles' sister, Anne, if I'm remembering correctly, had kind of a flirty thing.
Wow. I'll have to ask my wife. She watches The Crown.
I can't believe you don't watch it.
It's not
your
my thing.
Problem. It's history.
Your history.
It's a really great show.
I've heard that.
All right. Well, anyway.
For my wife to watch anything, it must be pretty good. She's not a big TV watcher like me.
I got it. I
finished Only Murders in the Building last night.
And?
I really like it. At one point, I was kind of over it. I was like, Steve Martin and Martin Short and even Selena Gomez. They really,
she's a pretty good
they
actress.
Brought it home. It's a good finish.
Okay. Is it funny?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about,
there's a murder in the building, right?
Yeah. And it's kind of a joke on true crime podcast
got
fans.
It.
And so, yeah, Martin Short, Steve Martin, Selena Gomez start their own true crime podcast solving a murder in their own New York City apartment building. Okay. Super funny. Steve, it's funny to see Steve Martin and Martin Short work together.
I agree.
Yeah. And I know they tour together. I think it might be coming here.
They've done some comedy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So I might have to go see that.
Oh, maybe I'll go with you.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Will you buy my ticket?
Maybe.
Okay.
Right. What else do you want to talk about? There's more royalty news.
There is.
Although she's no longer royalty, right?
That is true. Meghan Markle, apparently her father, Thomas Markle, was on TV again. And he has stated that he will keep doing interviews, a show a month, if he can get it through, about Meghan until she accepts him back into her life. So, I mean,
that doesn't sound like it'll work.
Does not sound like a good plan, Thomas. If you really want to make up with your daughter, you should stay away from the TV. His latest appearance was on Good Morning Britain, and they've basically been hosting his every thought for years. And he's complaining. He's like, I don't know what changed her. She's never been that way before. And once she hooked up with Harry, she's changed. You know, she hooked up with with Soho Club and a different group of people, but she pretty much disowned both sides of her family, and I don't understand the reason for it. Then he goes on to say that he wants to see his grandchildren. He takes digs at poor Harry. He says that Harry abandoned his grandma and the whole British people and the army. So I do enjoy reading some of this juicy stuff, though, I have to say.
Your life would change a bit if you married a prince or started dating a prince.
I would say so.
Yeah. I'd say so long to you two.
Thank you.
I'm dating the princess.
I just don't.
I'll be in Soho.
He might take her to court. But if he does that, that's going to be bad, too. To see the grandkids.
Yeah. I don't, what?
Thomas, just maybe chill out for a while.
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah, and don't be spilling all the tea, as the Brits say.
They do like their tea.
Anyway, that's my story. I don't know what to do with it. I just think he's going about it all wrong, and he's just making things worse. Thank you.
I don't know anything about the Meghan Markle, but I know I don't really like her dad. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah, I think he's just maybe a troubled guy, and he's doing these interviews because I think he's getting paid. So the more he keeps these headlines up, you know, the better he is able to support himself.
He's getting that money from Good Morning Britain or wherever.
Yes, from Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Right? Is he still on that show?
Yeah, I think he is, yeah. Right. And he does not like the Meghan Markle either, right?
No, because he feels like she abandoned him or something because he kind of went out to dinner with her and then she ghosted him, I think. So he's taking it personally.
We're going to ghost this right here.